yeah. TruckDriver101.com. Get ready. It's Pecan. Yeah. TruckDriver101.com. It is 11/9/2015, and I am doing another episode. So I was watching a couple YouTube videos. Oh, wait a minute. Let me stop. Who am I? I'm TruckDriver101, Big Ken. I've been doing this show for a while, and I do this show specifically to help truck drivers. Specifically to help truck drivers. I wrote an audio book. I have a 10 years experience in trucking. I have trained. I have worked for Warner Enterprises when I started. 10 years in the game. If you are new to trucking, you have 1 year experience, I got a book that can help you. Right, the book is called How to Start Trucking, or How to Start Trucking, and you can go to truckdriverbooks.com, truckdriverbooks.com. It helps me out, helps the podcast. Okay, first of all, let's break down a few things. This is an advice show. I am not your daddy. I'm not your daddy, not your mama, not your Uncle Pookie Joe. I'm not. So the reason I bring that up is because I was listening to The Wright Brother. Check him out on YouTube. The Wright Brother. And The Wright Brother, a lot of people are discouraging him from his goal of becoming an owner-operator. Now, in some places, this comes from a wisdom. Because around your second year, or even your first year, you know whether this is really for you, because you've been through the ups and the downs. You have experience where you can move from one company to another. Okay, if you buy a truck, hypothetically, and you don't have enough experience, say you got less than a year, it's going to be awful hard for you to move from one company to another. Not saying it's impossible, not saying people don't do it, just saying it's going to be hard. Getting your bills and finances in order. All those things. Sometimes a good year in trucking, because you got to remember, when you pay your rent, you're not at home. Okay, when you pay your lights, you're not at home. Whichever way you choose to do it, I do it over the phone, many of those things can change. And you learn to be a lot more efficient and figuring out other ways to get things done with 2 more years experience and how you handle the business of trucking. Okay, now that's a good place where the advice wait 2 years before you buy a truck comes from. Now, there's also a dark side to that, which is there are a lot of drivers who've been dreaming of owning a truck for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20 years. And don't have the balls to sign the paper. And you can always tell those drivers, because the first thing out of their mouth is, "You're a rookie. You're a rookie." Like, I have experience, but that don't make me God. I'm not infallible. You know, I think, you know, a lot of, you got to understand. That's something I had to learn one day. One day I'm backing up, and it was a revelation, I should say. I'm backing up in the dock. And as I'm backing in the dock, all of a sudden, my clutch in my automatic truck starts to go out, right? So every time I put it in reverse, it won't back up. This is a problem if you're in an automatic truck. So I keep having to put it in reverse, roll forward, straighten it out. Put it in reverse, roll forward, straighten it out. Put it in reverse, roll forward, straighten it out. It took me a good 15 minutes just to get this damn thing in. Because every time I put it in reverse, it would break. It would just stop. Wouldn't go anywhere. And it was a pain in the ass. And I'm like, oh, please just don't break down. Please don't break down. I don't want to be stuck in this dock. You know. But anyway, I got everything I needed to get done. And you know, I got it in there. But it was the guy who kept trying to help me, because he thought the reason I was doing that was because I didn't know how to back up. And I kept trying to explain. He's like, man, excuse me. I've been doing this for 10 years. I know what I'm doing. Oh, and I've been doing it for 13. You know, and it wasn't. And the thing is, I wasn't trying to throw it in his face. I was simply trying to explain to him. And I kept trying to say, look, dude, I've been doing this for 10 years. I know how to back up. The clutch is out. You know, but he couldn't. Once I said 10 years, you know, all he heard was, you didn't put your dick in front of me, boy. You know, You know, oh, you say you got 77 inches. I'm Mandingo the Trucker. You know, that's a lot of guys drive with their ego. They drive with their ego. They think that this is somehow a declaration of their manhood, that they can drive a semi truck. So they hate when you, a new guy, year experience, 6 months experience, 3 months experience, goes out and buy a truck. It's an insult. You know what I mean? You're more of a man than he is. You're willing to take risks, and that's what breeds a lot of that demeaning kind of place where that comes from. When someone's demeaning you, you're a rookie, you know, or you can't drive, or you can't own an opera, or you can't do this. It comes from their insecurity, and I just want you to understand that regardless of what I say or what reasons I give for it. It's up to you to make those decisions in your life. I'm back, guys. Sorry, the computer went a little screwy there. Anyway, it is up to you to do what works for you. You know what I mean? Don't shut the world out. Don't take all advice, but in my opinion, take all advice, right? But just filter it out what works, what you think is going to work for you. And then go with that, you know? But don't let it get you down. Don't let these drivers, you know, hate you, because a lot of them just don't have the balls to buy a truck. You know, I mean, you'll see it when you get out here. My trainer, every time we would talk to, we'd be somewhere, we talk to a owner operator, or he's here, somebody who said it was owner operating. His first comment was, "You must feel stupid because you did it with the fuel is high." You know, and this is back when fuel was probably $2 something. You know, and of course, you know, it really came from his insecurity, because all he talked about is how he dreamed of owning a truck and how he dreamed of this. And he was in the industry for 18 years and he never, not 18, I think it was 13 years, but he never owned a truck. Never had opportunities to, just never did it. You know, this is what people need to understand about the hatred. And it's a pointless hatred, because ultimately it gets no one anything. You know, just put it in perspective, listen to them. Maybe there's some good points there, but whether it's me or somebody on YouTube or an asshole at a truck stop or whoever, do what you need to do. You can't let other people discourage you, you know. Anyway. That's all I wanted to say on that.